Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today on Franchise Euphoria, I've got Justin Breedeman, President and CEO of Soccer Shots Franchising. He was a college teammate of founders Jeremy Sorzano and Jason Webb. Justin became the third Soccer Shots partner in 2009. Previously, he owned his Soccer Shots location for 5 years. As the former national director of store support at Auntie Anne's Inc., Justin led a team that supported about 800 locations on the franchisor side. Really think this interview with Justin is interesting. This is a unique concept, and he brings a lot of experience both from his days at Auntie Anne's overseeing 800 locations as national director of store support, along with helping to grow this Soccer Shots franchising with his partners, Jason and Jeremy. So hope you enjoy this interview with Justin. Hello, Justin. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How you doing?
Hey, Josh, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm excited to learn about your concept, Soccer Shots franchising, about you, your background. I believe you played professional soccer and, just love to learn about new and emerging franchise concepts. So let's jump off with that and take a couple minutes and tell us about yourself.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Josh. Let's see. We've been doing Soccer Shots now for 15 years. We just celebrated our 15-year anniversary of franchising. And so while we are emerging, we've been on the scene for a while. And, you know, I was able to kind of dip my toe into franchising early on in my career. And it was with Auntie Anne's hand-rolled soft pretzels.
Very familiar.
So yeah, still eat those and have some love handles to show for them.
If you take one, I don't know what's in those things, but you take one bite of them and you got to finish the whole damn pretzel.
I know. And they've perfected kind of the scent, the smell that goes out there. Can't help but be attracted to it. I was in franchising with them for about 8.5, 9 years.
How many locations did you own?
Yeah, I was not a franchisee. I worked on the franchisor side.
Oh, okay.
So I was in mostly franchise support. So on the domestic and the international side of things. So, I was able to learn quite a bit about a fast growing, successful franchise system. And, had no idea that that's where my career path was leading me into franchising. And, I was a political science major coming out of college, thought that, politics or law was something that I wanted to get involved with. Tasted both of those a little bit and realized, nope, that's not what I wanted to do, and got involved at Auntie Anne's. Their home office is based in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is where my wife is from. And when we were newly married, set up our household in Lancaster and landed there. I start the story there for some obvious reasons, because Soccer Shots is a franchise, but it also kind of story goes back a little further in that I had gone to Messiah College right outside of Harrisburg, PA, not too far from Lancaster. Sure. And that's where I met up with Jason and Jeremy, Jason Webb and Jeremy Sorzano. They're my two business partners in Soccer Shots. But, back then we played D3 soccer together and grew close to them. So we've been good friends for over 20 years. And, once we graduated, I kind of went my separate way. They were the ones actually that went off to play some professional soccer. A little commentary on our abilities. Mine was not to continue on the professional track, but had a great, experience on the college level. And they're, true blue entrepreneurs, Jason and Jeremy. And so they had their irons and a lot of irons in the entrepreneurial fire. And one of them happened to be with youth soccer. And, you know, Jeremy, give him credit for the first one to kind of take over a real small program down in Charlotte, which where they were playing USL soccer. And Jer was smitten with children, you know, at the youngest ages and coaching them, and happened to go into a few childcare centers. And this was back in the late 90s when there weren't too many enrichment programs for children of that age group. And he picked up a few childcare centers and started taking the game to where the children were in those centers. And Jason identified, oh, that's kind of a cool concept, because a lot of the programs were happening in the day part, like in the mornings, and some in the afternoons, but no evenings or weekends, which is typically where, you know, a lot of the training goes on for the older children. And so Jason kind of saw what Jeremy was doing and said, hey, do you mind if I try that up in Harrisburg? And so when he left Charlotte, Jason, he took the concept to Harrisburg, and that was the first time that it was replicated. And they ran those businesses for a couple of years. And I'll give Jason some credit on this. He started to think about, like, well, could this be scaled? And we had a number of friends come to them and say, hey, we'd like to do what you're doing. At the time, it had a different
name. But you weren't involved at this time.
No. They were kind of doing their thing. And I was sort of getting involved in franchising with Annie Ann's and franchise support. And so we kind of went on these sort of parallel paths. I was marching down learning about franchising and doing franchise support with Annie Ann's. And then they were kind of developing this model. And, you know, when they kind of were like, hey, what's franchising about? They called me up and I told them what I knew. And they started peppering me with all sorts of questions. And some of those questions I knew the answers to, others I didn't. And then I kind of, you know, shamelessly go to folks at Annie Ann's and ask them their opinion and, you know, how you do this, that, and the other, and would take it back to Jason and Jer. And so, you know, that was a kind of the start of, I would say, you know, there was no partnership at that point. But as I saw, you know, folks being attracted to this program for children ages, at that point, it was, you know, 3 to 6 in childcare centers and preschools. They then started to like launch. They had a franchise agreement that was drafted started selling franchises. And they got to a place where they said, you know, gosh, we've got some issues, some challenges. What do you think? And I said, well, you know, I can help you out, but I'd really love to join you guys if you'd have a place for me. And so I joined with them as equal partners in Soccer Shots franchising 10 years ago and haven't looked back.
Well, and when you left Auntie Anne's, you were overseeing as national director about 800 locations. Is that right?
Yeah, that's about right. I had 5 regional teams that I was in charge of, and they were supporting the domestic franchisees.
And you're dealing with sort of franchisee store issues, and you and your team are dealing with those.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we had a crew that was you know, out in the field meeting with franchisees and their teams, you know, and in some cases, you know, encouraging and supporting and, you know, learning from those that were doing it really well. And then for some others, we were coaching them up. And then there's always a few stragglers that you have to deal with and move them up or move them out.
Well, sure. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting because, you know, you have that good experience on the franchisor side, and then you team up with Jason and Jeremy to look at a new franchise, you know, that right. You guys are going to start. I imagine you were able to bring some of those skill sets immediately to the table.
Well, yeah. I mean, those of us who have been in franchising for a while, we know it's a kind of a unique business model. And, you know, certainly there's some block and tackling that I brought to the table, and we were able to kind of, you know, develop some processes and ways of doing things at Soccer Shots. I think though that, you know, Jason and Jeremy have always been strong on the relational side, and we know that there's a a big part of franchising that requires the franchisor to invest in relationships and, you know, make sure that we incorporate the input of our franchisees. And so that came sort of naturally for them because they were running franchises themselves. But we were able to introduce some more structure to that that I think has led to some of our success.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, I want to talk about the Soccer Shots concept. For those who haven't heard of it, it's obviously in the something to do with soccer, something to do with kids.
Right.
Tell us what it is, and who you serve.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, you know, we go to where the children are. So we are a territory-based franchise. And many of our successful franchise partners, they have multiple locations. So they'll go into childcare centers, preschools, elementary schools. We've really brought it to kind of public programs, so going into local parks. And so what you'd see there is you'd see a Soccer Shots trained coach with equipment, you know, outfitted in Soccer Shots gear, going to that location, and they would be conducting a clinic once a week, and it varies. It could be 10 weeks, 12 weeks at that location where the children have signed up for the program. And so so a business is comprised of, like I said, dozens of those locations, and a franchisee will have hired and trained multiple coaches to go to those locations. And so what you do is you have those accounts, and you should, if we're doing a great job, we should retain those accounts season after season, year after year. And so it could be that at a particular childcare center, you may have a spring season, summer season, fall season, you know, and maybe there's an indoor facility and you might do a short, you know, winter season. And so that's kind of the basics of the franchise and how it works.
Well, and what age groups for the kids?
Yeah, we focus on children ages 2 to 8. But the majority of our business is really focused on 2 to 6.
And is this this is really like an after school program for, let's say, the participating schools that you go to, right? I mean, I guess it would fall into that.
It can be, but a lot of the childcare centers that we're in allow us to run programs during the day part. So, so it can be after school, so it can be, or it can be during the day, depends on the location, but really allows for, there's a high convenience factor for parents, which has been very advantageous to us.
So you really need, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but in terms of a franchisee that's going to be a good fit for Soccer Shot, you need somebody who has an ability to form relationships, to sell a bit, to find those connections between their local territory and other organizations or venues that would offer the service, because you guys are going to the people. It's not like it's a facility that people are coming to you. You're going to other facilities and then working out arrangements. And it seems like they have to have some sort of, you know, outdoor or indoor area to do it, right?
Absolutely. One of the great things, though, about soccer, and probably a big reason why it's the global sport that it is that it's malleable, right? You can play on macadam, you can play on carpet, you can play on grass. There's hardly a surface that you can't play soccer on, and so the ratio is fairly constricted in terms of coach and children. So you're talking at a max 10 to 1. You can imagine, 10 4-year-olds and a coach out there. There's not much space necessary and nor equipment. And so getting children at the youngest ages involved in, kind of physical literacy, in addition to things that we're really impressing upon children when it comes to character development. So a big part of our program is yes, teaching the basics of soccer, making sure children have a blast doing it. But they're also learning about things like respect and teamwork and sharing, et cetera. And so when we're able to kind of demonstrate what we can bring to a school, those that are in decision-making positions typically kind of immediately see the value. And so we definitely are a value add to that school. And most of the folks who allow us to operate in their four, within their four walls, view us as such.
Well, and do you work with like, you know, YMCAs or other kinds of gyms as well? I would imagine they might have an interest in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
or clubs, you know, golf clubs or something. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking you might not think of golf clubs, but a country club, I guess I would say, where, you know, they've got youth components to it.
Right. No, we have. I mean, we've partnered with YMCAs, partnered with gyms. You know, we've child care centers have been our bread and butter over the years. And so we do have, you know, preferred vendor status with a lot of, I think 16 of the top 20 regional national chains out there. So they know of us, they know the quality that we're able to provide. It also allows kind of a door to be propped open for our franchise partners. So they can go in and kind of say, hey, we've got a vendor partnership with you. Here are some of the terms. And it allows a little easier access to those locations. But yeah, I mean, we continue to get creative. I mean, I know there's a couple of franchisees who are experimenting with, you know, mall space. So, you know, as retail space becomes more available to us at, you know, lower cost, you know, how can we provide programs close to where the children are? And so that's been, you know, not having the bricks and mortar investment has really allowed us to partner with some really strong franchisees who may not be as well capitalized as some others that are, you know, building restaurants, et cetera.
Is this a full-time, I won't say job, but a full-time business for a franchisee, or is this also potentially a little bit of a side hustle? And what I mean by that is, you know, there's not a brick and mortar component. You get somebody, if they can make connections with, you know, 10, 20, 30 other folks in the community and get the program there, can they also be working another job or owning other businesses, or is this a full-time franchise?
Yeah, this is a full-time gig, Josh. We tried that, I think, in the early days, and then we started.
It's hard, right? It's hard to.
Yeah, we saw, you know, franchisees who like went all in, and we realized, you know, with full time effort and attention, you get full time results, and so yeah, our item 19 in 2018, you know, have average unit volume of 450,000. We think that we know that's going to grow, and we'll be able to, you know, share that in our item 19 in 2020 version. And so, yeah, it's we're growing. It's, I think we've been able to demonstrate that it is a full-time gig for those that are willing to put their effort into it. That's paid dividends for us and our franchise partners.
Okay. So walk me through. So we've got a few minutes left and I've got a couple more questions for you, but walk me through. If I'm a franchisee, partner in terms of let's say I'm the YMCA or whatever club that you're working with, walk me through, draw a picture. What's the program like? What's it going to look like? Let's say you got 20 kids. So that the ratio you discussed, you've got two coaches in there, 20 kids. Tell me what the day is structured like.
Yeah. You know, what we first do is we do a free fun day. So what we want to make sure is that those that we're partnering with, so the organization, the school, the YMCA, can actually see our program and the children can experience that without any kind of obligation. So that would happen first. And then what would happen is we would send material to the family, kind of explaining the program and inviting them to participate. What we usually then get is a response, right? So they go online. They register, they're able to pay online. And then we will have set up a day and a time that our coaches, trained coaches, come and they're conducting the 30 to 40 minute session for those children. And so we've got, you know, a pretty well-developed curriculum that we've got, you know, early childhood educators and specialists, as well as athletes who have kind of helped us develop our curriculum. And those coaches come in and they're working off of that curriculum, ensuring that it's fun, it's fulfilling. They're learning, you know, character development word of the day, as well as the skills that we're teaching. And then what we'll do is we'll send a session summary and communication to parents about that, because most of where we're operating, the parents are not watching. And so doing really a lot to communicate with the parents to ensure that they're aware of what their children are doing and learning. And then kind of rinse and repeat. And so that following week at the same, you know, say Tuesday at 2 o'clock, you know, our coaches will show up, set up the fields, and then conduct another session. And so that would happen 10 to 12 times within a season. And then, you know, usually take a few weeks off, and then we're promoting the next season within that location.
Well, so, you know, I got to imagine there's not too many soccer franchises out there doing what you're doing, but there's comparable franchises just doing other things. And so I think there's competition there. What would you say makes Soccer Shots stick out? You know, what makes it unique? What differentiates it in the marketplace?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think that there's just generally speaking, I think youth sport today is kind of underprofessionalized. And what I mean by that is I don't think there's enough folks that are delivering programs who are looking at this and saying, hey, our families are our customers, and we are going to treat them as such. And we're going to ensure that we are reviewing our programs, that we're making changes based on the input that our families give us. And that we've identified that, you know, our focus, it seems pretty simple, Josh, but our focus, we talk about 3 C's, you know, coaching, curriculum, and communication, and continually investing in those 3 areas so that, you know, we've got, you know, best in class when it comes to the platform for training coaches. You know, our curriculum, we continue to reinvest in that, ensuring that, you know, we're getting feedback from coaches, and we have it's online. And so coaches are able to rate and provide input on the sessions. And we're able to fine tune that and change that as necessary. I think we're also, you know, getting the feedback from, like I said, families through Net Promoter Score and applying that input so that we're continually investing and developing the program. And I would just say that from our experience, for what we see out there in the marketplace, there's not that type of focus. And that it's a little shabbily done. And so, you know, our big thing is like, how can we, in the best sense of the word, professionalize this little niche so that, you know, parents and children are in fact getting, we call it the experience that they deserve. And so I think I think it's just focus for us. You know, we're not branching out into older children right now. We're not branching out into other sports. And so a real focus on delivering an excellent program each and every time.
So it's the 3 C's from the 3 J's.
There you go.
Jason, Jeremy, and Dustin. There you go.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, it sounds like you're having some good success. You've got more than 200 territories across nearly 40 states in Canada, and serving over 440,000 children each year.
Yes, sir.
That's really awesome. I mean, I think that if there's anything about sports, it's that it's the transcending nature of it, that, you know, the competition, learning the skill sets, learning the rules, learning everything about it, you know, transcends the sport itself and takes it into life lessons for kids and impressionable kids at, you know, 2 to 8 years old. So thank you so much, Justin, for coming on and sharing a little bit about Soccer Shots franchising, and best of luck to you and Jeremy and Jason in the future.
Josh, thank you so much for having me. Had a blast.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art, and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria, and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.